Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What are the odds that Machine Gun Kelly really got bullied out of hip-hop?
Get real familiar! Because this is hip-hop right here. This is Machine Gun Kelly.
You might not realize it, but Machine Gun Kelly is actually one of the weirdest arcs of all time. From being an underground fan favorite to beefing with one of the most revered rappers of all time to flat out quitting the rap game, this guy might have had the worst transformation hip-hop has ever seen. And that's exactly why we're doing a deep dive into Machine Gun Kelly's unorthodox career and his evolution from being an underground rap star to a pop-punk singer. What's the truth behind MGK's own father being accused of murder? Who made MGK pivot from straight rapping to rock and roll? And how did his comments about a rap legend's daughter nearly destroy his career? We've even combed through countless archival interviews to provide an in-depth look at MGK's years-long relationship with his notorious former boss, Sean Diddy Combs. What was the nature of Diddy's relationship with MGK, and when did they cut ties with each other? Finally, we're gonna take a look at the latest phase of Machine Gun Kelly's career. With him giving interviews claiming that he's a half alien, are we on the verge of an MGK crash out, or is he on the way to becoming bigger than he ever was?
Man, I'm from Cleveland. Bet they know what we claim. Cause we violent, suffer free, and ESD is the
gang, boy! What? 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 Oh my god, we on MTV, son! Holy shit!
It turns out that MGK has had a really unconventional come up. Before the world knew him as Machine Gun Kelly, Colson Baker, that's such a white name. Wow. Here we go. Before the world knew him as Machine Gun Kelly, Colson Baker was a Christian missionary kid being dragged from country to country by his parents. While MGK was born in Houston, he actually spent the first 4 years of his life in Egypt and even learned how to speak Arabic before English. MGK's missionary parents even took him to Germany, Kenya, LA, Chicago, Colorado, and Cleveland, Ohio. On the outside, it may have looked like young Colson had a privileged childhood where he got to travel the world with his family. But the truth was definitely more complicated. In interviews, MGK implied that his dad was a religious extremist who exerted maximum control over his son's life. Quote, I came from a father who was extremely religious and extremely strict and wouldn't even let me hold my pen the way I wanted to hold my pen. But MGK's family history has a more upside too. It turns out that Machine Gun Kelly's dad, James Baker, was accused of unaliving his own father, who would have been MGK's granddad. According to MGK, his grandpa passed away from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. MGK's dad witnessed all this happen, and police accused him of firing the gun himself. This meant that MGK's dad was put on trial for murder at the age of just 9 years old. When MGK graduated high school, his rebellious attitude clashed with his dad's need for control. MGK's dad kicked him out the house, and for years, MGK refused to fix their broken relationship. Quote, that made me rebel completely and cut off communication completely because I didn't want to have any common ground with him. But MGK's rebellious streak became a huge part of his artistic identity. His story of going from homelessness to battle rapping resonated big time. By 2011, Machine Gun Kelly had established a name for himself as one of Cleveland's biggest local stars. His mixtape Lace Up started doing numbers, and the Cleveland Cavaliers were bumping his music during home games. It wasn't long before MGK managed to flip his hometown success into major industry traction.
Number one albums on the Billboard 200 charts. My brother, Machine Gun Kelly!
But MGK's rising popularity led him to signing a deal with none other than Sean Diddy Combs. At that point in time, Diddy's record label Bad Boy Records was far past its glory days. While Diddy had gone from a behind-the-scenes executive to a household name, his label roster had thinned out considerably. Bad Boy was once home to multi-platinum street rap legends like the Notorious B.I.G., The Lox, and Mace. But by the 2010s, Bad Boy was in desperate need of a refresh. And when Diddy saw MGK building a homegrown crossover audience, he clearly seized the opportunity to cash in. MGK's splashy record deal with Diddy was heavily publicized, and Diddy swore to play a hands-on role in the young artist's career. So when MGK released his official debut album, Lace Up, in 2012, Diddy's fingerprints were all over it. Pause. Pause. Goddamn. Not only was Sean Combs the album's executive producer, but he also called in plenty of favors when it came to featured guest stars. Jeezy, DMX, Waka Flocka Flame, and Diddy's longtime girlfriend Cassie all linked up to collaborate with MGK, helping him land an impressive number 4 debut on the Billboard Hot 100. But all this mainstream attention came with plenty of controversy. In 2012, MGK reportedly posted a tweet where he commented on Eminem's then underage daughter, Haley Jade. Quote, okay, so I just saw a picture of Eminem's daughter, and I have to say, she is hot as f*** in the most respectful way possible because M is king. This tweet severely impacted MGK's rap career. During a 2015 appearance on Hot 97, Kelly claimed that he was being systematically blackballed. He implied that mainstream publications weren't reviewing his new music and that he was being removed as a feature artist on other rappers' songs. Kelly also mentioned being banned from Shade 45, a radio station which Eminem famously established.
Certain places won't even hear Machine Gun Kelly on. Anybody, right? Who's trying to take food off of not just my plate, but like a whole city, you know, like it's more than just me, man. Let us win, man. Like, help us, man.
While MGK didn't explicitly blame Eminem, fans had no problem connecting the dots. MGK's comments about Haley Jade had gotten him in big trouble. M has a reputation for being ultra protective over his daughters, and MGK's creepy remarks seemingly inspired an industry-wide backlash. But MGK's tweet about Haley wasn't the only time he seemingly crossed the line. In another resurfaced tweet from 2010, MGK reportedly wrote, quote, I wish 13, 14, 15-year-olds weren't allowed to be so hot, so I wouldn't feel like such a creeper when I look at them. Okay.
MGK, these are truths. It's not even secrets. You such a fake Eminem, you should be Reese's Pieces.
It wasn't long before MGK's issues with Eminem burst wide out in the open. After years of speculation surrounding MGK's alleged industry blackballing, he decided to take the fight directly to Slim Shady in 2018. On the Tech N9ne song No Reason, Machine Gun Kelly took unmistakable shots at Eminem, referencing M's Grammy-nominated song Rap God. Quote, popped in on the top charts out the cop car to remind y'all you just rap, you not God. What MGK didn't realize is that calling out Eminem would change the trajectory of his entire career. Months later, M responded on Not Alike. M didn't just rebuke Machine Gun Kelly for calling him out, he also confirmed those rumors that he hated MGK for bringing up Haley in the first place. M even found a slick way to compare MGK to R. Kelly. Quote, and now I'm talking to you, but you already know who you are, Kelly. I don't use sublims and sure as f- don't sneak this, but keep commenting on my daughter Haley, I keep on telling mother. M even went on to call MGK a non-threatening blonde fairy cornball and encouraged Machine Gun Kelly to call his boss Diddy for help. If MGK tried to lightly jab Eminem on No Reason, it's safe to say that Slim Shady fired back with a f***ing bazooka. But fans were especially surprised when MGK decided to shoot back just days later. On Rap Devil, MGK dismissed M as washed up, old, and out of touch. He accused Eminem of directly reaching out to Diddy to put his career on ice and defended his tweets about M's underage daughter as a joke. Quote, mad about something I said in 2012, took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a diss. And to be honest with you, Rap Devil wasn't trash. If anything, it earned Machine Gun Kelly some props for firing back against one of the game's most battle-tested veterans. Rap Devil went on to rack up nearly 400 million views on YouTube. Eminem himself gave Machine Gun Kelly a backhanded compliment when he called Rap Devil not bad for him. But the problem was, it wasn't nearly enough. Within days, M fired off a scorched earth reply called Killshot, where he ruthlessly mocked Machine Gun Kelly's career, music, and looks. He even accused MGK of being nothing more than a wannabe Slim Shady and a full-on Eminem clone obsessed with biting his style. Quote, I'm sick of you blonde hair and earrings. Just cause you look in the mirror and think you Marshall Mathers don't mean you are and you're not about it. So just leave my dick in your mouth and keep my daughter out of it. In a later interview,
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Eminem insisted that he didn't have any kind of conversation with Diddy over MGK's career.
I had never made a f***ing call, made a call to Diddy, really?
Yeah.
I got Diddy's number, just hit him up. Yo, Diddy, what up? Never happened.
But if M wanted to run Machine Gun Kelly out of the rap game, Killshot was all that he needed. Video soon surfaced of MGK being booed off stage when he tried to perform Rap Devil at his shows. MGK's beef with Eminem backfired horribly. Instead of earning him more clout, his own fan base turned on him.
This isn't new to me, it's true to me. I've been doing this. People's eyes were just not focused in the right direction. They were just looking this way.
And that may have been the end of Machine Gun Kelly's music career if he didn't decide to go after a completely different fan base. On the heels of Eminem's humiliating diss record, MGK chose to pivot in a huge way. His 2020 album, Tickets to My Downfall, featured a major switch up in style. Machine Gun Kelly decided to ditch rapping entirely. Instead, MGK went ahead with a full-on embrace of throwback pop punk music. His new sound immediately earned him nostalgic comparisons to 2000s era bands and also came with a fresh round of criticism. Rap fans mocked MGK ruthlessly. I mean, from the looks of it, Eminem had pretty much chased him out of the rap game, and Killshot really looked like the nail in the coffin for MGK's hip-hop career. Machine Gun Kelly's seamless swap to pop punk aesthetics also made it feel like his years-long attempt to be a rapper was nothing more than a fad. Some critics claimed that MGK running to a completely different genre showed that he was never hip-hop enough in the first place and that he had zero credibility in the genre and he was just another example of a white boy rapper who couldn't hack it. But at the same time, Tickets to My Downfall was easily the best success MGK ever had. It became his first chart-topping album and launched Machine Gun Kelly into a whole other tier of celebrity. I listen to that shit. It's good, honestly, if you like that type of music. Hey, you know what? Go where you're wanted. At the end of the day, go where you're wanted and go where you're appreciated. I'm not mad at him for getting it. I mean, did he get bullied out? Yes, but am I mad at the switch? No. It's like, oh, these people appreciate me. This music is resonating. Like, come on, bro. Go where you're appreciated and like, comment, subscribe. Before MGK went pop punk, he was a C-list celebrity at best. But after Tickets to My Downfall dropped, MGK had a whole new fan base, his first platinum album, and a tabloid-ready romance with Megan Fox. MGK's follow-up album, Mainstream Sellout, pretty much confirmed everything his critics were saying about him. His pop punk switch-up was all about chasing a bag, but he really didn't seem to care at all. Not gonna lie, it almost looks like Eminem damn near did this man a favor.
You're gonna walk in here with your fucking black tongue and try to talk some shit on some bands that would fucking circle your ass? Fuck you, dude. Woo!
The real question is if MGK putting rap in the rearview saved his career or made him seem like the ultimate opportunist. When you crunch the numbers, one thing's for sure, MGK going pop pretty much resurrected his career. It definitely allowed him to reach a much different demographic, namely younger female fans. Which, given his old tweets, works out for him pretty well. Meanwhile, his highly publicized relationship with Megan Fox had turned him into a red carpet staple and an A-list superstar. Most recently, MGK's been giving bizarre interviews where he's claimed to be, quote, half alien heritage, suggesting that his mother was abducted and impregnated by extraterrestrials. But MGK's transformation into a rock star also ruffled a few feathers. Slipknot frontman Corey Taylor sent a shot at Machine Gun Kelly in a 2021 interview.
I hate all new rock for the most part. The artists who failed in one genre and decided to go rock, and I think he knows who he is. But that's another story.
Later that same year, MGK and Slipknot were both booked to play Chicago's Riot Fest the same day, and MGK took the opportunity to call out Corey Taylor directly, going on a rant in front of screaming fans.
Hey, you want to know what I'm really happy that I'm not doing? Being 50 years old, wearing a f***ing weird mask on a f***ing stage.
While MGK and Taylor later settled their issues, their short-lived beef raised a lot of concerns about this new phase of Machine Gun Kelly's career. Is this late career pivot all about MGK's lackluster reputation as a rapper? There's also the matter of MGK's long-standing relationship with Diddy. While you might assume that MGK left Diddy's clutchness at the same time he decided to peace out of hip-hop, that's not exactly the case. Machine Gun Kelly's pop-punk career was still largely under Diddy's Bad Boy banner up until his 2024 release, Genre Sad Boy. But as Diddy has fallen from grace after a landmark federal trial, Machine Gun Kelly has remained silent about his longtime boss's legal issues. In fact, recently resurfaced interviews feature MGK bragging about partying with Diddy and going on multiple day benders with him in Vegas. In one incident, MGK discusses asking Diddy for a sleeping pill, only for Diddy to allegedly drug him behind his back.
Which, like, I'm about to go to the airport, you know, I need something that'll knock me out. I mean, it totally did the opposite. I was doing crazy dance moves to the weirdest music for 20 minutes straight, while he was on the phone, and I was just outside the window looking in while he was looking at me like, man,
this guy's tripping.
This kid's nuts.
All this could make someone wonder if MGK has more eye-opening stories about Diddy and why he's choosing to remain silent even after everything that's happened. At this point, Machine Gun Kelly is more famous and successful than he ever was. But at the same time, fans have plenty of reasons to question his authenticity. Is this transformation just MGK being more true to his true half-alien self? Or is it a self-serving, cynical business strategy to revive his career right as Eminem publicly embarrassed him in front of the whole world? Stay tuned, more Rap Lore on the way.